Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did that.
Spooky, scary skeleton.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. I repeat, you are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 27th, join the Office of Health and Wellness for Coffee with the Counselor Center. This will be happening in Hunt Union by the reception desk from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday is Chuck's Comedy Club, so head on down to the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union to see Sam Morrison perform from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, October 28th, join the SUNY Oneonta Music Department for the Alden Room Concert Series featuring pianist Adam Kent. This will be happening from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so head on down to the Red Dragon Theater to join Student Association for a round of trivia. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for their event YWGS, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room. On Thursday, join the Film Club for their Filmoween event, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Friday, October 31st is Halloween. Join Student Association for Halloween and Hunt, happening from 7 to 11 p.m. Have a safe and fun Halloween, everyone. Saturday, November 1st, join Club Odyssey for an event happening from 7 to 10 p.m. on Main Street. And lastly, on Sunday, November 2nd, join WONY for our general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. Come learn all about us. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Keep it locked and have a great week, everyone.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Nothing Is Real with your host, Faith. I hope you guys had a great Halloween weekend, but to me, the spooky season is still not over, and last week I didn't do a Halloween theme episode, so today we're going to do that. These are all songs that i.e. are about Halloween, or they kind of give me just the creeps. Like, if they're playing in the background, they're just kind of like, ooh, spooky. And spooky can be like emotional spooky, or just they're spooky a little bit. So I be prepared to have the creeps, to be spooked. I don't know. But I don't know what I was going to say, but I'm so happy that daylight savings time is happening, because gained an hour of sleep last night, which was awesome. After the monstrosity of the World Series that occurred, it was nice to actually get some sleep and have fun with that. But yeah, regardless, Halloween vibes today. I hope you guys enjoy it. Local band, I mean, they're local to New Jersey, but a lot of the members go to SUNY Oneonta, and this is When You're Not Here by The Witch. They just released a single, kind of Halloween themed. It's just spooky. It's got Halloween type instrumentals in the background, and it's just an overall interesting vibe. So let's start out with that one. And then Wallows has a song called Drunk on Halloween, and of course, you know, as were most people, it's just a fitting song for the weekend that just happened. So I hope you enjoy the show. Period. And this is When You're Not Here by The Witch.
Thank you.
Wasted on you. You had the choice. I thought we had it made. What's done?
That was Drunk on Halloween by Wallows. Next up, I have Lana Del Rey. This is Season of the Witch from the Season of the Witch soundtrack, which came out. Oh, no, never mind. Season of the Witch from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. She did her thing with this song, though. Even though it's for a soundtrack, she did a really good job. And after that, I have Kate Bush with Army Dreamers. This one's just creepy. It's not even, like, Halloween-y. Like, it's not like, oh, this is Halloween-like. It's just creepy. And that fits the vibe of Halloween, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. Either way, this is Season of the Witch by Lana.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. They're strange, so strange. It's very strange to me. You got to pick up every stage. You got to pick up every stage. You got to pick up every stage. Oh no.
Must be. midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
That was Thriller by Michael Jackson, the one and only Michael Jackson, of course. Next up is Blue Oyster Cult with Don't Fear the Reaper off their album Agents of Fortune. And of course, after that, have to have some Talking Heads with Psycho Killer, because duh. Other stuff coming up, I got more Kate Bush, I got the Cramps, I got Rockwell, the Cranberries, etc., etc. So stay right here, don't go anywhere. This is Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
Don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind.
That was Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. Next up is Kate Bush. This is Babushka off of her album Never Forever, which is the same one that I played earlier with Army Dreamers. And then after that, I have Goo Goo Muck by the Cramps. Obviously have to. It's a very, whatchamacallit, Halloween song. And then I got Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell and Michael Jackson. It's funny because Michael Jackson isn't credited on this track, like on streaming services or whatever. He just did it because, did it for the love of the game. I'm sure he got paid for it, though. Like, it was pretty popular. I don't think Rockwell has really anything else. He just decided, yep, I'll get Michael Jackson. We'll do something silly like this and then call it a day. But yeah, this is Babushka by Kate Bush. Don't judge if you don't think it's Halloween themed. I didn't ask.
Show up the Goo Goo Bob.
I answered my own question of how the heck did he get Michael Jackson on that track. He's the son of Berry Gordy, who is the Motown Records founder. So there you go. that is how. It was a favor. And his career, yeah, he had two albums, and they didn't really do anything. But his father was Berry Gordy, so he doesn't really need to be a successful musician, I don't think. Oh, my goodness. All right, next up is David Bowie. This is Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. And after that, I have Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol. Yeah, okay, you could say that's not really a Halloween song. I don't care. You're listening to my show, and I make the rules. Ain't that right? This song, though, is Halloween. This is Scary Monsters and Super Creeps by David Bowie.
Without a face, eyes without a face.